KSRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden and Chinese President Xi's face-to-face meeting appears to have helped ease tensions between their two nations. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
After months of sparring between the U.S. and China, the two presidents finally met in person again, shaking hands, sitting down together, and lowering the temperature. Mr. Biden said they agreed to keep open the lines of communication.
He and I agreed that each one of us could pick up the phone, call directly, and we'd be heard immediately.
Serious challenges remain, but President Biden said he was hopeful their meeting laid the groundwork for cooperation rather than conflict. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the GOP-led House Ethics Committee has found Representative George Santos of New York violated federal law and referred its findings to prosecutors.
The House Ethics Panel found, quote, substantial evidence that Representative Santos had broken federal law, and in a nearly nine-month probe in setting up the stage for another likely effort to expel the embattled first-term congressman. According to the 56-page report released Thursday, investigators found evidence that Santos used campaign funds for personal purposes, defrauded donors, and filed false or incomplete campaign finance and financial disclosure reports. Edwin Mora, Washington.
And Santos now says that he won't run for re-election in 2024. More Americans filing for jobless claims last week while the labor market remains broadly healthy, there have been some recent signs that it may finally be cooling. Applications rose by 13,000 to 231,000 for the week ending November 11th, according to the Labor Department. The Dow is down 118 points. The NASDAQ off 20 points. This is SRN News. Our look at post-pandemic church-going in America.
Lifeway Research has released a study that indicates about 90% of the Protestants who were attending worship in person before the coronavirus shutdowns are back in the pews. Fewer than 1 in 10 churches say their current attendance is less than 50% of what it was before the pandemic. Meanwhile, almost a quarter of them report their typical worship services today have more people than they did in early 2020. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Georgia county asking a federal appeals court to overturn a ruling that it illegally discriminated against a sheriff's deputy by failing to pay his sex change operation. U.S. District Judge Mark Treadwell ruled in 2022 that the county's refusal amounted to sex discrimination under the Civil Rights Act of 1964. The county wants to reverse the decision and the damage award. This is SRN News. The TSA's John Bush says make sure to pack some patience for Thanksgiving holiday travel.
The best tip we can offer is to ask everyone to arrive early for your flights. The recommendation is always 2 hours before a domestic flight, 3 hours before an international flight, and that's going to be even more important this coming holiday weekend.
There is good news for Americans who plan to hit the roads next week for Thanksgiving. Gas prices falling nationwide, even in California. The national average for a gallon of unleaded gas dropped on Tuesday to $3.35 a gallon, the lowest since February, according to AAA. A woman from Hawaii has been ordered to pay nearly $39,000 in restitution to American Airlines for interfering with a crew on a flight last year. Kayla Ferris was on a flight to Phoenix to Honolulu when she began using profanity and threatened the flight crew and other passengers. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.